The Harlem-born artist and educator Faith Ringgold is 91 years old, and right now, she's having a moment. A show of her drawings is opening soon, and there's a retrospective of her more than 50-year career at the New Museum in New York City. Karen Michelle has this profile of a pioneering artist and social activist.
Four floors of the New Museum are filled with Faith Ringgold's prodigious output. Cloth sculptures of families, quilts with painted tableaux of revisited histories of art and life, posters for equal representation of women, black women, in museums and galleries. The nonagenarian artist has done and is many things.
Well, number one is I'm a woman. And number two, I'm a black woman. And number three is I'm a black woman artist. And then we can go on down the line.
A black woman artist who has redefined the history of American art, says exhibition co-curator and New Museum artistic director Massimiliano Gioni.
She's talking about a history of discrimination, of history of disadvantage, and she's able to turn that into a resource and into both a creative and a political statement and approach as such to shape and transform the history of American art.
Transformation is something Ringgold learned from her parents, a storyteller father and a mother who was a fashion designer, a seamstress, who worked with Ringgold on some of her quilts. Her story quilts, more than 6 feet on the side, are bordered with multi-patterned squares of fabric surrounding a painted scene. There's Aunt Jemima, Josephine Baker, characters historical and not. There's also her iconic Tar Beach, depicting the story of a rooftop where people hung out and laundry dried while a little girl flew above them. As the artist says,
I think I've pretty well been flying as long as I can remember.
In a band on the quilt, Ringgold writes, I will always remember when the stars fell down around me and lifted me up and above. Ringgold, who got a B.A. in art education because women couldn't major in studio art, transformed the tale into the first of her more than a dozen children's books. Artist Shabalala Self first came to Ringgold's work as a child through Tar Beach.
I know that my mother most likely bought me that book because she felt like it would be something important for me to have a book that where there was a little girl that resembled me.
I thought that a lot of things about black people needed to be rewritten because a lot of it was written to defame them, to make them unimportant. And I figured that we could do better than that, and I would be one of the ones to try.
Now an artist who also combines sewn elements into her large paintings depicting black figures, Shabalala Self finds that spirit inspiring.
Her legacy is one of like resilience, but also one of not being afraid to carve out your own path. If you leave it up to other people to tell your story, you leave it up to other people to remember you, it's highly likely that it won't happen.
Ringgold was an active activist, performing, protesting, picketing the Museum of Modern Art, the Whitney. She made paintings that challenged the meanings of loaded words and familiar images, stripes, flags, families, maps. Her story, whether of her 100-pound weight loss, and family, friends, icons, into the otherwise white history of 20th century painting.
Basically, what I'm trying to do is spread the word. I like to spread my word, the word.
New Museum Artistic Director Massimiliano Gioni says Ringgold's contribution to the real history of art is huge.
In one of the documents in that gallery, you can see Faith counting the number of black artists or women artists in exhibitions in American museums, and that's something that is still happening today. And so through her advocacy, through her activism, she has literally forced or encouraged American institutions to rethink their mission, to expand their canon.
My mother kind of brought me up to feel like, you can do it. Go ahead, try it. So I have never had the idea that there are some things that I cannot do.
In many ways, all of Faith Ringgold's work and life is a teaching, and the art world and its institutions are still learning. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.